Hey everyone, it's Jonathan. I just wanted to give you a few updates, most notably to let you know that what I've been mostly working on in the background for the last few weeks, which turned out to be a bigger project than I expected in some ways, is that I have successfully moved all of my podcasts off Spotify. I will post this update to all my podcasts, but if you're watching this on YouTube, you haven't been apprised of the latest updates. For YouTube viewers, this part doesn't matter as much, but if you also subscribe through a podcast app, nothing really should have changed, with the exception of Spotify for the time being. But even though I'm no longer hosting there, you should still be able to listen there. The biggest difference is that now the video version is back to being exclusive to YouTube. I have no plans to return to a video podcast anywhere else. One wrinkle could be, and again, this is probably irrelevant if you're watching on YouTube, but if for some reason you do care about Spotify, or if you are ever considering them as a host for your own podcast, there is a small chance I will eventually completely take it down from there still. I say that because immediately after pulling my episodes from Spotify, it started flagging episode after episode, saying you're using copyrighted music, and if you don't respond, we'll take your episodes down from all platforms. And when it first happened, after moving every version ever at the end of January, I noticed that the episodes that they were flagging were mostly all episodes that I had double posted to more than one podcast, and they were only being flagged on every version ever. So it pretty much seemed like retaliation for moving. And then the exact same thing happened the next week with iHeart Animation, and then once again this week after moving the Disney Movie Marathon. One very weird difference is that when it happened on every version ever, it said I had 5 days to respond, but then on iHeart Animation, it said I had 7 days to respond, and then finally when I moved the Disney Movie Marathon, it said I had 2 days to respond. And then I wasn't even going to respond originally. I was basically going to say, whatever, they can do what they want, I am not going back. But then I finally just decided to go in and click the fair use option just so I could say I did what I could to make sure they weren't going to ruin something. But then within each podcast claim, it had multiple claimants listed, and one of them literally had hundreds of claims listed, all for a brief snippet of the song Over the Rainbow from my Wizard of Oz podcast from years ago. None of these were claimed before I took my podcast off Spotify. It was only triggered when I switched my RSS feed on every version ever. And then again when I moved iHeart Animation, because I made that episode years ago back when the podcast was still iHeart Movies. So either Spotify has something really shady going on, or they have a seriously broken copyright detection system. Or both. Also, when I moved the Disney Movie Marathon, it was the final podcast I moved of the three, and it would not let me move it. It just straight up refused to switch the hosting over. I had to get a hold of technical support from Spotify and get someone to manually do it, which literally took half the afternoon. It was ridiculous. So I don't ever recommend Spotify. They are a menace. Don't host with them, ever. Find somebody else. I'm using Red Circle and RSS.com. They are way better so far. Now, as far as I know, Spotify can't remove my episodes from other people's platforms, but I'm going to try to remember to keep an eye on things for, like, Wizard of Oz episode if they ever somehow take them down from any sites other than their own. If they do that, I'm disconnecting all podcasts from Spotify. I'm sick of feeling like a hostage with them. I'm done putting up with their nonsense. So, right now, everything is off Spotify, back to audio-only podcasting. Video versions are exclusive to YouTube, and I will say right now, I am no longer prioritizing simultaneous video and audio releases for any of my podcasts. I will do my best, but some weeks I am going to be too busy, so I will be giving full priority to audio releases. And truth be told, this is another reason I'm glad we were to Spotify. I wasn't just sick of their everything. But also, I do just prefer doing audio over video, and if I'm running low on time for the week, it is way easier to finish editing an audio podcast rather than also having to worry about video and graphics. Anyway, that's the major changes happening on the audio side. For the video, there are changes coming as well, the biggest being the Disney Movie Marathon is moving back to my main channel. And of course, it never left, but it will now no longer have its own channel on YouTube. Instead, for the time being, that channel is going dark, but it won't stay that way. I have been planning to launch an audio version of the Johncast for a while, but I've also been thinking of ways to branch out. More kinds of shows that I can do, and I feel like I'm going to need a second channel to kind of experiment with some ideas. I could do that on the main channel, but the algorithm hates deviation, it hates experimentation, so I'm probably just going to use this year to try out some different podcast formats using the channel that used to be the Disney Movie Marathon. If you're interested in any of that and you're not already subscribed to that channel, feel free to subscribe to the Disney Movie Marathon channel. The name is going to change. The link is going to expire at some point. So I would say either subscribe now and then you'll already be subscribed when the time comes, or wait until I get things going because I'll eventually make another update with a link to the new channel. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you. One more big change is that there will be a lot less double posting between channels going forward. When I first made standalone channels for every version ever and the Disney Movie Marathon, I kind of tried to keep things semi-separate. There were some obvious crossovers, especially for things like animated Disney movies that were a version of something. Those ended up on all three channels, and some still might in some cases. However, probably around the time that YouTube announced RSS integration a couple years ago, I decided that everything I made was going on the main channel, no exceptions. I wanted to make everything into podcasts for the YouTube audio platform. In hindsight, that was probably unnecessary, but YouTube really made it seem like they are prioritizing podcasting, and they definitely haven't. Most of the features they've rolled out have been to try to like entice outside podcasters in to import their existing shows to YouTube. They haven't really made a space for people to use YouTube as a podcasting hub like I'd hoped, which I think I'm kind of fine with now, honestly. I think I'm going to like keeping the audio and video side separate. But all that to say, while I will still be putting my videos into podcast playlists so they can be discovered through YouTube apps, I'm no longer making certain that absolutely every episode ends up in the YouTube version of the podcast. In fact, with making my second channel, what is now the Johncast will effectively be split into two podcasts. At least on YouTube, the RSS-fed audio version will still be tailored exactly the way I want it. I spent way too much time trying to make certain that absolutely everything was completely consistent across all platforms, and I'm just kind of completely over that now. The podcast playlist you get for pretty much all my shows will be slightly different when you're listening to the audio version or watching the video on YouTube. I think the only exception is going to be Every Version Ever, which I'm leaving as its own standalone channel and its own standalone podcast and its own standalone YouTube podcast. Everything's pretty much going to stay consistent with that one. But going forward with everything else, there will no longer be simultaneous releases for audio and video. Not everything will be posted on every channel, and if it is, one channel will be getting priority, and the other channels will get it later, like when I need to fill in a gap in my release schedule. Like, if I make an episode for Every Version Ever, it's going on Every Version Ever first, and it'll go elsewhere at some point later. So while before, if you were subscribed to my main channel, you would eventually get every podcast I made. There really wasn't a need to subscribe to the other two channels, and that is no longer the case. If you want to make sure you get everything, you'll need to subscribe to all three channels. Or my Patreon, which would be even better. The content on all three channels is going to sort of coalesce into roughly three categories. There will occasionally be crossovers, but for the most part, this is what you can expect to find on each channel. On my main channel, for the most part, the content will mostly stay the same, there's just going to be less experimenting. No more random sci-fi episodes or 80s movies. The channel took off covering versions of Alice in Wonderland and then branched out into animation, Disney, and more fairy tales, Christmas movies, and all of that is going to stay the same. The main channel, for the most part, is going to be like my general audience channel. You won't notice too much of a difference. On my Every Version Ever channel, again, it's mostly going to stay the same, but I plan to eventually have an increased focus on literature. I want to do more books. I want to do podcasts on the novels and books that Every Version Ever's stories come from. I don't know that I'll do that for every story on Every Version Ever, especially for things like fairy tales. But when I do a book podcast, I think most of those episodes will stay on that channel, and they won't go either to my main channel or my new second channel. And I also plan to keep any horror or low-budget adaptations exclusive to Every Version Ever. In the past, I would share things like the horror version of The Grinch or the Asylum version of Sleeping Beauty on my main channel, and I'm no longer going to do that. If I cover something like that on Every Version Ever, it's going to stay exclusive to Every Version Ever. On the channel that was previously reserved for the Disney Movie Marathon, the content has yet to be fully determined, but it is going to partially house my more adult-targeted podcasts. Like, I want to cover things like classic old movies that have almost no appeal to a general audience, as well as more science fiction movies, especially things I've never seen before, like 2001: A Space Odyssey, or Inception, or The Matrix movies. I also want to use it to cover more animation that is not aimed at kids. I've done that in the past, but I would really like to expand the idea of iHeart Animation to more than just mainstream popular movies, which I've done before, but I want to do it more often. And if I do, those titles will probably end up on the new channel. That's not to say they will never end up on my main channel. I have one in the works as my season premiere for iHeart Animation, so that's definitely going on the main channel, but I want to do more, and I want to cover things that will not be favored by the algorithm, so I'm going to make a space for that on my new channel. Before I go, I wanted to let you know some of what you can expect coming up on all my podcasts. I was going to have this as part of my 2025 recap episode, but I figured this has been such a comprehensive update, I might as well fold this into, because I already know that episode is going to be a long one. I already recorded it, and I was halfway to horse by the time I finished last week, so I'm totally fine with scrapping the update section of that. Plus, a few things have changed in the last week, so I would have to re-record everything anyway. For starters, all my podcasts will be returning soon. All of them. Even though I said I was going to take a longer break, I think I've decided to mostly switch to an every other week release schedule for the Disney Movie Marathon and Every Version Ever, at least for the time being, instead of just being gone for a month or three. I think iHeart Animation will return first, and it will still be weekly for now, unless I need to take a week off here and there. I have the episodes I had been saving from last year so that I could take a longer break, including the series on Mary Poppins and extended episodes of last year's Wallace and Gromit series, but I also just recorded an episode on Adult Swim's The Elephant, which I watched a few weeks ago and immediately thought, I have to talk to somebody about this. So that will be the season premiere, plus I have a few others that I could potentially edit before I start releasing the ones I've got on standby, so we'll see what I can get done in the next few weeks. The Disney Movie Marathon will come back after that, and I was not planning on bringing that back for a few months. I had a few bonus episodes I was going to run, and then I was going to pause until April or May so I could work on my new podcast, but then the new Muppet Show special dropped on Disney Plus this week, and again I was like, I have to talk to somebody about this. So the bonus episodes are getting pushed back, and then I've got a couple other episodes that I've either recorded already or scheduled to record soon, so I decided that I probably could bring the Disney Movie Marathon back sooner. I could commit to maybe an every other week release schedule, and then hopefully I don't have to take too many breaks this year while I'm working on other things. I will try to pace myself. Every Version Ever should be back soon after that, and I'm torn between two options for how to start this season out. I'm currently working on recording new episodes for a new fairy tale series, this time about kids lost in the woods, as opposed to princesses like I did last year. So, movies about Goldilocks, Red Riding Hood, and Hansel and Gretel. Though I do still have a few princess episodes left to release, plus I'm also recording some Wonderland Wednesday episodes that could double as Every Version Ever episodes, so I probably could just do a full-on fairy tale series right off the bat. But again, like with the Disney Movie Marathon, I feel like I need to pace myself and do an every other week release schedule because I'm not going to have time for everything. I do want to get back to a weekly release eventually, but I might need to work up to that. I'll see what happens. My other option that I probably could do weekly and then switch over to every other week after this is over. I do have that Mary Poppins series earmarked for Every Version Ever as well. I recorded that last year for the Disney Movie Marathon, however, I really wanted to flesh that series out even more before I released it to Every Version Ever. So far, it's mostly focused on Disney, obviously, but I really wanted to cover the books and do a more in-depth review of some of the foreign versions as well. But I don't have time to do any of that right away, so part of me just wants to release the Mary Poppins miniseries at the same time I release it on iHeart Animation, just because it's ready to go, and I can always come back and do more episodes in the future. I don't know what I want to do yet, but I need to decide soon. Aside from all that, I'm planning to launch the JohnCast as its own standalone audio podcast as well, not to mention the new YouTube channel, though those will not always match up with each other as I experiment with different things. I think I mentioned I was thinking about launching the JohnCast as a podcast in last year's recap, but this time it's actually in the works, and I actually had it in the works in October. Like, I had full episodes edited and uploaded and published, and then I ran into problems with Spotify. Like, full-on blocking episodes completely, with straight-up false claims. And that snowballed into that whole ordeal, which led me to where I am now, completely leaving Spotify altogether. But since I was already preparing that podcast, I have a bunch of best-of episodes in the works for the JohnCast when it launches, as well as a bunch of brand new content in the works as well. And then, just a few days ago, I had a light bulb moment, brain blast, whatever you want to call it, a moment of inspiration, and I am now actively working on beginning a new series for both iHeart Animation and the JohnCast, But it's also something I could easily see spinning off into its own podcast, where I have a selection of like 20-ish random animated films, all more obscure or foreign or indie films, stuff that the general public isn't as aware of, but stuff that I've been wanting to watch for a long time. And I put it on a wheel, spin the wheel, and get a new random animated film to cover every month. I've been saying for ages I want to cover more lesser-known animation, and when I came up with this idea, I was like, this is the perfect way to do that, and I could easily see doing more things beyond animation with this idea. I think that's going to be one of my main things I experiment with for the Johncast. Anyway, that's a ways off. I think that's all I've got for updates for now. New episodes are coming soon. I'm still working on my 2025 recap. I should be finished editing that early next week. I've had so much extra stuff going on that I've just kind of put that on the back burner for a while. But stay tuned. It should be coming in a few days, and then new episodes will be on their way soon after that. Thanks for listening.